This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from Fort Smith in his office is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, another very odd week. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I guess one thing about being a journalist is that sometimes I think we can, as we report on it, or our head is in the numbers and in the what's happening, we don't think about it much. So, we don't let it get in our head. So I hope I'm able to get through this little.
I know what you mean.
Wonderful episode without being a problem.
I know what you mean. Well, we often talk numbers. We're going to talk numbers on this Friday. Let's first start with the latest report. And, of course, we are in times where things will be shifting. Things are fluid. But let's talk about job numbers for the Fort Smith Metro, the latest report. What does it tell us?
It really tells us the same picture, just flat job growth in the metro. The year-over-year job growth in the January report was up just 0.6%. It's about 741 more jobs than last January. And again, you know, that's what we've seen. At least it was on the positive side. But this trend line is that, you know, we go a few hundred jobs to the plus or to the minus, it just cannot get a good positive trend line up. I mean, you know, obviously in Northwest Arkansas, that trend line's been positive for years. And in Central Arkansas and in Jonesboro and Northeast Arkansas, it's a positive trend line, but the Fort Smith Metro just it can't get that going. You know, it's kind of frustrating to see every month get this report and there is not a, you know, it'd be nice for the region to be able to build several months, if not a few years of, some sustainable job growth numbers.
Well, speaking of job numbers, we received earlier today the latest numbers of unemployment claims in Arkansas. And for the week ending March 21st, nearly 9,000, a six-fold increase over the previous week. I mean, we know what's happening, but long-term effects here for the state.
Yeah, that's tough. And then today, this morning, then the jobs, the March jobless report, the February jobless report came out, and that shows a little over 5,500 jobs year over year, and that's just a 0.4% growth. The unemployment rate did fall to 3.5%. It was 3.6%. in February of last year. And again, we're seeing some interesting shifts in the sectors. For example, there was a 3,400 job gain in the education and health services sector statewide. But in tourism, and I have not seen tourism drop like this in a long time. You'll see a couple hundred job swings, but tourism was down 2,300 jobs in February. And if you remember, Kyle, I think there at the end of February, there began to be some rumbling and some concerns. And I'm wondering if maybe the tourism industry was the first one to reflect that. The March jobs report for Arkansas is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
But those weekly claim numbers came out Thursday, and that's just going to get worse. We think that 8,900 number is low because we're getting a lot of anecdotal evidence that people are having a hard time getting into the system, calling in or getting online and getting into the system. So I wouldn't be surprised if that real number was closer to 10,000.
Yeah, as the governor mentioned earlier this week, the system last weekend was just overwhelmed because it was not designed to take this sort of one,
right,
this surge of pandemic job losses. Also, yep. Another report this week was the sales tax numbers. And again, keeping in mind that, boy, these are going to be a lot different in the coming months.
Yes. And both City Director LaVon Morton and Neil Martin talked about that. But the February number, you know, if you're going to go into a down period, you know, it's nice to have that February, the number in the February report, it was up almost 8%. So the city's share of the Sebastian County sales tax was $1.3 million, almost $1.4 million. and it was up a little over 7% above the budget estimate. So for the first two reporting months of the year, the revenue from that countywide sales tax, which is important because it funds a lot of the city's general fund, which police, fire, and other emergency services come from. But it's up a little over three million, up almost 3% compared to this time last year. So, as you said, the numbers are going to be ugly here soon. But at least going into this ugly period, they were looking good for the city. So we'll peel back. These next few reports are going to be like watching a horror movie. You know, you're going to be looking at it with squinted eyes through your pans, you know. So we'll see.
All right. Well, Michael Tilley keeps abreast of all of these things along with his colleagues at Talk Business and Politics. You can see more about what we've talked about and other items at talkbusiness.net. Michael, stay well. We'll be back in touch next week. How's that?
That sounds good, and you do the same.
All right.